piece is Jesus, Lover of My Soul. And it was loved by Gilbert Carpenter, an early worker and student of Mary Baker Eddy. And I'll read the article he wrote about it, then we will sing the music. It was printed in the Christian Science Center for March 16, 1899. Some Americans who were crossing the Atlantic met in the cabin on Sunday night to sing hymns. As they sang the last hymn, Jesus, Lover of My Soul, one of them heard an exceeding rich and beautiful voice behind him. So when the music ceased, he turned and asked the man if he had been in the Civil War. The man replied that he had been a Confederate soldier. "Were you at such a place on such a night?" asked the first man. "Yes," replied the second man, "and a curious thing happened that night, which this hymn has recalled to my mind. I was posted on sentry duty near the edge of a wood. It was a dark and very cold night, and I was a little frightened because the enemy was supposed to be near. I remember singing these lines, 'All my trust on thee is stayed, all my help from thee I bring. Cover my defenseless head with the shadow of thy wing.' After singing that, a strange peace came down upon me, and through the long night I felt no more fear." Now the other soldier said, "Listen to my story. I was a Union soldier and was in the wood that night with a party of scouts. I saw you standing, although I did not see your face. My men had their rifles focused upon you, waiting for the word to fire. But when you sang, 'Cover my defenseless head with the shadow of thy wing,' I said, 'Boys, lower your rifles. We will go home.'" It's a lovely story of the saving power prayer.